Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Joining us now is Missouri State Senator Nick Schorer. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Texas wants to redraw its congressional map. There's questions about Missouri doing it, too. And part of the questions with Missouri is, hey, we just kind of did this. So do we really need to do it again? What do you think? Do you think we need to reevaluate?
Look, I'm pretty biased about this because I was the one when I was in the House before I moved over to the Senate that offered the 7-1 map, affectionately called 7-1 map, that would draw seven more conservative districts. You still have to have a good candidate to win those, and then one protected by the Rights Act. So, youth, the leadership in the state of Missouri was kowtowing to the woke leftists that were threatening to filibuster, threatening to shut. And a special session would be a perfect opportunity to do like this. And I think when a lot of people say, well, it's not the right thing to do, try telling that to the Republicans in Illinois or California or other states that are gerrymandered to where Republicans can never win due to the fact that the supermajority Democrat parties in those states use their power as I'm saying Missouri should.
Have you seen the congressional maps in Illinois right across the border there?
It's horrible. It looks like an old Mario picture where, you know, you've got one Democrat county that stretches all the way up across the state around a couple other counties. It's like a Tetris game. And our founders intend for it to look like that. But while we have Democrat states playing by those rules, those rules apply to the state of Missouri, and we should act accordingly. Did I lose you?
We're going to Ryan is reconnecting his audio again, having some troubles
broadcasting
remotely.
Here.
And he's back with us, so we'll
this is ridiculous. Our internet keeps going out here at our building. That's not good when you're trying to do a radio show, Nick. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. I thought it was on my end. It's usually this treacherous heat that impacts us.
It could be anything at this point. I'm about to turn my phone into a mobile hotspot to see if that helps. Okay, but yeah, speaking of these congressional maps, though, that's where I think it's going to get very interesting in the future with the amount of people that have either been A, deported or B, self-deported. That's going to change a lot of congressional areas, and I think in favor of Republicans in the future. So there's going to be, I think, a major reckoning to try to look at some of these districts. And I think Democrats are going to be fighting it till the bitter end, realizing that it's not going to be looking good for them.
Well, it's one of the last things that they have right now is the representation by illegal immigrants. And let that sink in for a minute. Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said over the weekend that, you know, it's wrong for people to rip up out of communities law-abiding, illegal, undocumented immigrants. It's an oxymoron. Well, that's what the Democrat Party is right now. They are underwater for the first time in like 50-plus years, less popular than the Republicans, especially with people my age and even younger. And that's the last thing that they have to hold on to try and regain power. So, you know, unfortunately, yeah, we're going to have a fight on our hands. But I think the law, not only the federal jurisprudence that we have on redistricting congressional seats is in our favor, but the Missouri Constitution is in our favor as well.
Okay, so let's say hypothetically you wanted to reevaluate Missouri. What do you do? Like, what's the step to do that, and when would you do it?
My call would be for an extraordinary session. I think the governor needs to call us back in to deal with not only this issue, but something else dealing with our elections as well, and that's the initiative petition process. And that would go, if we were to pass any changes to the initiative petition process, that would go to the ballot most likely next year. So the governor would have to call the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House back into a special session to redistrict in a manner that would basically take Emanuel Cleaver's current district and modify that to make it more competitive for Republicans to win. And that's something that we tried to do a couple of years ago, and leadership said, no, it's not fair for Republicans to do this, despite the fact that other states, Democrat-led states, were saying, screw the Republicans, screw any moderates that are out there. We just want power. And again, this would be a competitive seat. This wouldn't be something where it would be, you know, 80-20 in favor of Republicans. This would be something that would be more akin to a district like Ann Wagner has on our side of the state, where you have to have a good candidate who's going to do the work and fight for her people or his people. And it would be more competitive to where the Republicans would actually have a fighting chance.
Where do you stand, like, if a judge has to decide this, as in, okay, now you know there's going to be a court battle if you decide to go this route? Are you prepared for that?
Absolutely. And anything that we do of consequence, you can rest assured the Democrats or their well-funded interest groups are going to try and attack us. Look, I was talking earlier today at Senator Adam Schmelzing hit a golf tournament. I was there with our good friend Mark Cox, and we were talking about this exact thing. Oh, you know, when we did Heartbeat Bill back in 2019, we were taken to court, and we were prepared for that. So we won that battle. And so many other times we're taken to court, and we've got a great Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, who I can guarantee will be working with us to make sure whatever we're doing with congressional maps is going to be following the law and won't be an easy win for Democrats once they do challenge this.
How do you think Governor Kehoe is doing so far?
I think he's doing a great job. Whether he was your first, second, or third choice, there's plenty that we can agree with and some areas that we can disagree with. One of the areas that I disagreed was on the stadium deal that we went into special session to try and deal with. And look, I think our tax dollars should be utilized in other manners. I think if anybody's going to get tax breaks, it shouldn't be these billionaire stadium team owners. It should be regular folks that are working day in, day out just to afford groceries, rent, what have you. So I think on other issues like the crime bill, on restoring property rights, a lot of other issues, Governor Kehoe has done a great job. And I attribute that to actually working the halls and working with legislators and not ruling like, you know, some tyrannical dictator saying, hey, even though I'm in a separate branch of government, you're going to do what I want. You know, we've had past governors that you'd never see working the halls, past governors that you don't know what their priorities are. But here you've got Governor Kehoe, who's actually establishing relationships with everybody to say, hey, here's what I want. What do you want? How can I help you? And I think that's going to set the tone for the next couple of years.
Okay. How do you like the move as a state senator as opposed to the House? Do you like it more?
I do. It's a lot more work because there's a lot less of us. You know, you've got 160 plus members in the House, one of the largest branches of government in the United States. And then you've got 34 members in the Senate, which is a heck of a lot smaller than a lot of other senates, but the power that's vested within each senator, you've got this unfettered filibuster power that at any point, at any stage, you can just start string anything you want. So it's kind of like you're walking on eggshells. And I always tell people it's like dealing with, yeah, you know, a bar fight, so to speak, in constitutional carry. you don't know who has the ability to possess a firearm or know how to use it. So you're going to tread lightly to make sure that, you know, whether they're educated or not on their weapon of choice or their tool, you're going to try to make sure it's not going to rise to the worst case scenario. And that would be a filibuster. So that's where I think restoring some of that professionalism, restoring some of that camaraderie in negotiations is key if we're going to try to get anything done. And unfortunately, the past couple of years, the Democrats have been filibustering everything from the calendar to highway naming bills to tax cut deals that would benefit their constituents because it's not their idea.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Okay. So when you go back and you talk to people in St. Charles County, what are their biggest issues right now? What are the things they want you to fight for them for?
Well, going door to door, people are pretty vocal on a couple things. One, I would say, is public safety. Yeah, it's one of the reasons I fought so massively for the past couple of years on the public safety omnibus bill and dealing with the crime in the city of St. Louis that's been spreading into St. Charles County. So even though we got a lot of that done this year, we've still got more to accomplish in that area. But the other one I'd say is tax cuts, whether it's income tax reform, personal property tax reform, the list goes on. And the people in St. Charles County continuously tell me, whether it's events or at their door, that they're taxed enough already. And they add up all the different taxes that they're paying today and paying the government and not necessarily seeing the return as if they were utilizing that money in a different way. So those are things going into next session. We're going to be working with Governor Kehoe's administration to try and zero out income tax, or in the alternative, try to phase out and zero out personal property tax.
Yeah, personal property tax, man. That's part of it. It's one of those things, unless you know what it is, you're shocked to learn about it when you move into the area. Shocked. You're like, what are you talking about? You know, I paid taxes on everything I purchased, and you want me to continue to pay taxes after the purchase too? Are you crazy? That would be a good one to get eliminated. Yeah. Speaking of some of the money issues that we're facing here in the United States, how do you think the Trump administration is doing in handling the economy, national debt, things like that?
Look, I think for the most part, they're doing a bang up job. As you saw from the Democrats, their own posting the other day about inflation and the cost of groceries. I mean, it went gangbusters under the Biden administration. So he walked in after he did a great job for the 4 years that Donald Trump was here. He came into a disaster of an economic arena, so to speak, when he took over from the Biden administration. And I think he's done a great job. You've got people like Bill Maher even coming out saying that he's now second guessing his take on the tariffs, as he thought we were going to be in a recession, as he thought the tariffs were going to you know, make the stock market crash. And here we are, we're still living. We're making a ton of revenue from these other nations. And now you're getting criticized. The nation is getting criticized from all of these left-wing media rags saying how we're taking in everything from these other nations and not giving a lot. Well, that's America first for you. So, yeah, I do think that there's a lot of areas that we can focus on and grow and continue to do more work on. But I think given the scenario and the train wreck, the dumpster fire that the nation was in when Donald Trump took the reins as the 47th president of the United States, I think he's done one heck of a job.
Yeah, if we can just find a way to get that national debt ticker to go in the opposite direction for a little bit. I mean, if we could figure that out, I mean, that would be quite the accomplishment. And I think that's kind of what they're working towards in some of these different methods. Wouldn't it be nice? I think about all the different things that Donald Trump was criticized for, and then you go a couple of months in the future.
Sorry, we lost Ryan again, and he's back. There he is.
These internet things, but no, this internet has just been so spotty today. I apologize, but all these different
every
things.
Every time we're talking common sense, they just cut us off. It's got to be China or Russia.
Grand conspiracy. But what I was going to say was at least Bill Maher will admit it. Hopefully there's more that admit it in the future. That needs to be true, but that's not going to happen. One, they hate the guy, but two, they know that if they do give them any credit, then there's no chance they'll ever win another election ever. So they look at it as a point of, well, we have to do it for our own survival. They'll have to lie as long as they have to. So, you know,
Ryan, that's one of the reasons why we're focusing on the Epstein files right now. You and I and everybody wants to see the Epstein files released, but we understand there's about 10 other things going on at the same time. You can walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. You can want to support the one big, beautiful bill. You can want to cut taxes and you can want to focus on immigration, but at the same time, still want these files to be released. And the Democrats are losing. They're losing so massively right now. That's why they're concentrating every single place you go. You look at some of these Democrats that are on break right now in the House, and all they're talking about is the Epstein files, because they have nothing else to talk about of consequence.
Mm. So, by the way, if people wanted to look you up online, where can they go?
I'm on X at Nick B. Schroer. Just go to nickschroer.com. That'll link you up to everything that I'm doing. Or if you want to follow me legislatively, go to senate.mo.gov. Look up my non-smiling face. I'm the only senator not smiling. It's kind of, I don't know why that is. But, yeah, find me there. And thanks again for having me on today.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture now on your senate.mo.gov. And do you have to use that beard gel to make it so smooth? Do you use a product that way?
No, it's just, you know, this great St. Charles County water that that might be radioactive from time to time.
State Senator Nick Schroer, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.